Mondas podcast.
Yes, so welcome to the Mondas podcast. We are talking about season 13, and I'm with Harry Medium from Radio Rasslin. Are you well?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm pretty good. This is the second time because I accidentally, don't know how, deleted the first time we did season 13. So, so now we're basically, we know what we're going to say, but a few little surprises thrown in, you know.
Hopefully.
So this season started with quite a favourite of mine, Terror of the Zygons. Final regular appearance of Brigadier Lethbridge Stewart as well, Noble Four. Are you a fan of this?
I haven't seen it, I don't think. Is that the one that's not out? Or is it out?
I don't think it is out. I've got it on VHS, that's how I've seen it. But it's set in Scotland, and it's got Zygons are allegedly going to be coming back in the new season, apparently. That's the rumour. They're good baddies. It's kind of set around Loch Ness, and I've always been fascinated by Loch Ness anyway. So
they're good baddies.
They are good baddies, you know, and obviously they've got shape-shifting that can kind of change between human and their own Zygon appearance. So it's a good sort of classic sort of Doctor Who premise and stuff, and the Doctor's dressed in I was going to say in tweed there, but is he in tweed? He's dressed very Scottishly anyway. So
does he have one of those funny hats?
Yes, he does. Yes, and I'm sure the Brig's in a kilt. Yes. Because of his Scottish heritage and all that. So, but obviously in Ghosts of Enspace, the audio thing, he had Spanish heritage at one point. So.
He did look a little bit Mediterranean, the Brig.
I think they just wrote it in. It was just like, oh yeah, he's got someone Spanish in his family. That'll make a good sort of premise, you know. But yes, Zygons is well worth it. Hopefully it'll be a nice package for the DVD and stuff, you know. And,
it's scheduled for 2013, tentatively, I believe.
Oh, right. It's definitely a brilliant start of the season anyway. Something that I always remember that the monster going up the Thames and stuff. It's very iconic Doctor Who, you know.
Were the monsters in that, were they the ones that were at the Doctor Who experience that looked like, they looked a bit like shredded wheat?
They're kind of big and scaly. Kind of, I'm trying to think of the best description. Why don't you just Google Zygon? That'll probably be a good thing.
Zygons. I'll do that. There's a picture on Wikipedia. Oh no, that's the Loch Ness Monster. Oh yes, they're brilliant.
They are pretty nifty.
They've got the squid bits on them, yeah. I saw one of those costumes at the Doctor Who place.
Apparently that it's going to be there for 5 years, the exhibition at Cardiff.
Just 5 years, so they've put a date on it already.
Well, it's kind of for the next 5 years, and they're also looking for a sponsorship.
Right.
So I don't know, you know, Greggs might do it, I don't know. You know.
They could sell Doctor Who sausage rolls.
Exactly, there's no end to it, is there? You know. Next one, Planet of Evil by a little lad called Louis Marks. I was never a massive fan of Planet of Evil. I don't know, it just didn't grab us in comparison to the other heavyweights in this season, you know.
I don't know, because I got it for Christmas last year. And it surprised me. Yeah, there was a lake, or rather a small puddle of antimatter at the end, wasn't there? Didn't somebody fall into it, and then the Doctor had to jump into it? But I just think the planet is great. It looks quite realistic. Not realistic, that's wrong, but it looks lush and like it exists rather than a set.
I always get mixed up with the kind of the planet-y type episodes, like the Tom Baker ones. There was something else with invisible type. Was it Invisible Enemy or anyway? I always kind of get mixed up, and it's like in comparison to stuff that's late in the season, like Pyramids and Android Invasion. Yeah. They kind of pale a bit for me.
They're better. The more sort of horror ones, do you like?
Yes, very much so. I like the kind of the macabre and stuff, and I mean, I like it's not a bad episode. Do you know what I mean? It's it just never really registered. I think when I was a kid, I watched like Pyramids of Mars, and it just like really like whoa.
But we're getting onto that, aren't we?
Indeed, yeah. You know, Pyramids of Mars was next, and that to me just like I mean, I was always fascinated with like Egypt and ancient world and mummies and stuff.
I've got a program you'd like. Ancient Aliens. Look it up.
Oh, is that an American show?
Yes.
Yeah, I've heard about it. Is it being transmitted here?
I'm not sure. I got it on the internet. I watched
right,
it.
Right.
But they say great things like, so, if every star in the sky is a sun, and every sun has 9 planets revolving around it, is it impossible that aliens could exist on one of those planets? And you have to go, well, no, it's not impossible. It's not impossible. You've got me there. I don't know that it's impossible. Therefore, it's possible. Therefore, yes, you're right. Everything you're saying is completely true. They sort of drag you in with the premise, and then they give you irrefutable logic that you can't break.
Wow, wow. Yeah, I'm sure I've read about this series, and it's sounds interesting. You know, I think that's what Doctor Who does very well, having like mummies and then linking to Mars and stuff, and then you got Sutek. I mean, Sutek is genuinely unsettling. I mean, Christ,
yes, he is.
He's got steam flying off him. You know, he just looks mad. You know, and it's all in a very very quaint sort of country house as well. You know, and
it's It's great, great setting. Yeah, definitely.
And carry on.
Sutek. I was going to say Sutek when he's hurting the Doctor. I think it's about halfway through, isn't it? Before they go to Mars. That's really, really scary.
Oh yeah, totally. You know, it's like you can't kind of think, oh, that would just happen in the normal world. How is he going to get out of it? It's like, whoa, this guy's kind of clearly going to kill him, and there's steam everywhere, and he's mad. You know.
And Tom Baker really sells that as well.
Oh, it's completely. You know, he does a good line in dramatic hammy, you know. And
good lies.
Yeah, you know, he does that. He's got good eyes for that. And obviously, I always get mixed up with the names in this one. Is Scarman in this one?
Scarman, I'm just... Marcus Scarman, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
There's some quite good bit players as usual, isn't there? Some of the characters, the less characters, like that guy that dies towards the start. Some of them are really good.
It's just Robert Holmes again, isn't it? You know, he doesn't just kind of do the main people. He's always got some interest in kind of double acts here and there and stuff. And he's always he's not just focused on the main plot, which is obviously brilliant anyway.
Yeah, and it's got those great mummies in it with the triangular chest.
Indeed. I mean, I'm sure you can get them as toys, but they would be scary. I think it would be interesting to see if they ever brought them back.
The mummies.
Yeah, they did some kind of like Sutek came back, because I know they were talking about at one point in the Tenant era.
Yeah,
having Sutek come back and stuff, that'll be interesting. But it might just piss on the memory. I don't know.
Yeah, it could do. Did you think to Rassilon coming back?
I don't know.
It was Timothy Watson. Come on.
Yeah, it was. He was spitting about and stuff, but I don't know. I think it's when you're brought up on a diet of 5 doctors and stuff. You know, it's all about the fancy like kind of cheap effeminate rings. But the next one is Android Invasion. Another brilliant episode for me. Final appearance of Harry Sullivan and Benton as well. And I kind of spoiled this for you the other week as well, when I mentioned the plot point, didn't I?
Yeah, an important plot point, yeah. You bastard.
I just assumed you would have seen on loads of compilation things in like 30 Years in the TARDIS or something. And, you know,
I think I've managed to forget it. I block a lot of them out. Most of them I've ever seen on transmission, the old one. It's nice to rediscover them for the first second.
It's just a great concept. It kind of reminded me of... when they brought, when Moffat took over that kind of little village of Ledworth, it was that sort of, kind of weird little kind of quintessential British village, and then...
I said that when we were watching it, oh, that looks like Ledworth.
Yeah, I'm sure it was intended, but it was, I'm always a fan of kind of androids and kind of people, who are they the real one or not and stuff. Mm-hmm. All the kind of like that intrigue and I think it was a fun
romp.
Thing. Yeah, it was, and obviously had that iconic cliffhanger with the
bass falling
off. Yeah, bass off. that was brilliant. You know, it's up there with Dragonfire part one or two. I think it was part two. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to getting that this year.
Oh, I watched it recently, and it has some nice moments in terms of just like because the set of, it just looks like a set. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But there's actually some nice kind of like horror type scenes of people's melting and stuff. It's quite interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But Mel's in it as well, so you know it's like.
This had a scary pub in it as well, didn't it?
Oh yeah, the kind of the cheap Star Wars type cafe.
Yeah. Oh, were you thinking of... No, I'm thinking... I'm going back to the Android Invasion.
Oh, you're going to Android Invasion? Sorry, I thought you were talking about Dragonfire there.
Yeah, no. I haven't seen that since it was on telly.
Oh, right.
So, I'm looking forward to it because it's been released this year, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the Ace Adventures, whatever. I can't remember the pub that much in my head for some reason.
They sort of went in, and at one point they were looking outside, and there was no one in there, and then people just appeared, and they were all kind of weird, because they're all androids. Oh, spoiler.
Oh, yes. Yeah, it's kind of like just the scenes just being dressed with loads of extras,
yeah.
You know, who are androids. But no, I think, again, it's another thing that's successfully done, Doctor Who doing kind of, we're kind of bizarre sci-fi horror type stuff in a very kind of normal, quaint environment.
Yeah.
And the next one, Brain of Morbius, again is that sort of classic sort of Doctor Who
horror.
Thing of doing like a Hammer horror type thing of taking a classic tale and slightly modifying it, but still inherently ripping stuff off.
It had the brilliant Philip Madoc in it, didn't it?
It did. Yes. Did you think that like there was a lot of actors, especially in the 70s, seemed to be on Doctor Who quite a lot, but like now it doesn't seem to happen as much, does it?
Well, no, because people realise. I think then you couldn't rewatch stuff, could you? So they were gone.
Yeah. But you know, you're gonna have fancy, like more fancy glasses and wigs and stuff now. Surely you'd be able to.
You can, yes, you can. Well, actually, you say that doesn't happen, but I know that it does because. Who was it that the actress that played Chodo in The Sound of Drums? She has been in later Who's.
Yeah, it does happen, but not like sometimes I was looking like some people have been in like weighing like four times in the 70s alone and stuff and it's like
they were just greedy.
Well, it all basically just went, oh fuck, we can't be arsed to get anyone else and just get him along, you know, just put some glasses on him and a hat.
Yeah,
you know, so
that'll do.
But yeah, it has some really good scenes as well. This adventure again, iconic scenes, you know. And it's, I don't know, it just feels right when Doctor is doing this gothic. It just works, doesn't it? You know.
It does. Yeah, it works really well. I like Brain of Morbius, although I don't own it. But it is a good one.
I think gothic and doing period stuff and a bit of horror in there as well. Doctor Who just is perfect then, isn't it? Not for everyone, obviously.
No. But look at who wrote it, Terence Dix and Robert Holmes.
Mm.
You know, that's two good writers right there.
But yeah, Terence Dix, when I first heard him speaking, he had quite a lispy voice, and I was like, wow. You know, he's quite a strange-looking man, isn't he?
Yeah, have you seen the old pictures of him? Where, like, they're black and white from the early 70s. He's a little man with a pudding bowl haircut and a moustache.
Yeah. And then, but I think my memory always is, like, a kind of early 90s sort of look of him. And he just had a massive
more like Baron
head.
Greenback.
Yeah, he just looks very, very peculiar. But, you know, that guy is Doctor Who through and through, isn't he? You know?
Oh, yeah.
It's like, you know, he knows his stuff, you know?
He does. Terence Dix. Hooray.
Actually, it would be someone mentioned this. I can't remember where it was, but they were saying that people like that couldn't do a modern Doctor Who because of the structure and whatnot, blah blah. But it'd be interesting to just let them have a go, you know.
Yeah, I think it would. Yeah,
might be too old, like, you know.
But it might be good.
Oh yeah, you know, maybe just let them loose on a Torchwood or something first, you know, and then.
Oh, God, no, don't do that.
And the last one this season was Seeds of Doom, and it was I got that. I think we got that last year when it came on DVD.
Yeah.
The last regular unit-based story until Battlefield. So
It's a good one as well, isn't it?
I do. Yeah, I really enjoy this. It's. It obviously starts off completely unlike any other Doctor Who in kind of the middle of nowhere and ice and all that, and then brings it back to its kind of
roots.
Indeed, you know, and that sort of, again, it's that sort of posh British, upper kind of class sort of house with a nice keyboard synthesizer sort of thing as well.
Yeah.
You know, what was the guy called? Chase, was it?
Yes, Mr. Chase.
Yeah, that was it was just a great concept, and yeah, I mean, some people might find it a little bit overlong, but
six episodes, you could probably cut out one or two of those episodes and tighten it right up. But it's quite an actiony one, isn't it? So it's not really boring.
No, you've got Boycey running around with a gun from one of the frozen horses. You know?
What the?
Yeah, no, it was just something that was that really visualised it well. I thought even like the first couple of episodes, it didn't look too kind of ropey anything. It kind of actually looked pretty good for Doctor Who.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, those bits where they're in the Arctic or wherever it is, yeah, they sort of the explosions in the Arctic looked fake, but when they were sort of acting there, it looked pretty good. I thought, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I think I get annoyed when people say, "Oh, you know, back in the day, blah blah." It was because I'm trying to think who was talking there on my brains went dead. Oh, Lala Ward was on the radio the other day.
Right.
And she was talking about Doctor Who and stuff. And you could tell that she was kind of quite fond. She was talking about Sharda being released and stuff.
Right.
But I don't know. It's just like it was a little bit of like, oh well, you know what Doctor Who was like then days. And I think people have this kind of like bad attitude that it's always been ropey sets and stuff like that. But
yeah.
It wasn't always, you know.
Lazy journalists.
Yeah, you know. Look at Trial of Time Lord Part One. You know, that sequence at the start was pretty nifty.
Oh yeah, that was. That's one of the best effect shots of the '80s.
Yeah, and you know, yes, they did blast the budget on that, and the rest of it was left. But hey.
God damn effects.
But as a season, what would you see your highlights are of the season then?
Season 13.
Yeah.
Well, I think talking about Seeds of Doom just a little bit more. It's a weird one to end on.
Mm, yeah.
But you think it's a bit sort of meh. It's not really a finale, is it? But it's still a good one. I think personally, my highlights would have to be. I haven't seen Zygons. I don't think it's Planet of Evil. I agree with you, it's not up there with the classics. I think for me, it'd probably have to be Pyramids of Mars, closely followed by Brain Morbius, so we're in agreement.
Yeah, totally, and Android Invasion is a nice third as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, Pyramids is just brilliant. I think there'll be a lot of people who have it in their top 10 and stuff, you know.
I think it is generally, yeah, isn't it? It's a well thought of one.
You know, and I think a lot of people will have stuff like Genesis and all that right up the top, and that's, you know, that's fine, and Paradise Towers, you know.
I haven't seen that yet, well, not since it went on.
Yeah, but yeah, it's been fun, and I'll see you soon.
Yeah, speak to you soon, mate. Take it easy.
Mondays podcast.